الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In our previous class, we're reading what the author he mentioned, رحمه الله تعالى, about the clarification that التوحيد that all of the messengers were sent with, عليهم الصلاة والسلام, the religion of all of the prophets and messengers, and the call of all of them, and the religion and the deen of all of them was to single out Allah alone for all actions of worship, from the beginning of those prophets and messengers until the last and the final messenger. And the author, he mentioned the clarification that Nuh alayhi salam, he was the first messenger. And in his time, shirk appeared for the first time after 10 generations from the creation of Adam alayhi salam. And that the reality of the shirk that appeared first in mankind was because of going to extremes with regards to praising and loving the righteous, raising them beyond the status that they deserve, raising them to the rank of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the manner that this occurred was by taking them as intercessors with Allah, was by taking them as intercessors with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the manner of the first shirk that occurred in mankind. The people went to extremes with the righteous. The people went to extreme with the righteous in their graves and images likewise. And they had taken them as intercessors besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and mediators. Besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and mediators, believing that they will draw them close to Allah azza wa jal. And now we read the author, he's mentioning another important point with regards to this introduction. He says, وَأَخِرُ الرُّسُلِ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَحْمَكَ اللَّهُ وَأَخِرُ الرُّسُلِ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَهُوَ الَّذِي كَسَّرَ صُوَرَ هَؤُلَاءِ الصَّالِحِينَ. And the last of those messengers is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is the one who destroyed the images of those righteous ones, those five that were mentioned from the people of Nuh, and likewise a number of others. And whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was granted victory and conquered Mecca, he entered into Mecca, and there was 360 idols inside and around the Kaaba. Inside and around the Kaaba, and from them were these same idols here that were still present from the time of Nuh alayhi salam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he destroyed all of them with his hands. He destroyed all of them with his noble hands sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he would say, "Ja al-haq wa zahaq al-batil, inna al-batila kana zahuqa." And this was the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this is what he came with, the tawheed. And he came with the call to al-tawheed, and to single out Allah alone for all actions of worship, with love and with hope and with fear and with trust and reliance and in sincere obedience and compliance and submission to his command. And submission to his command, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the tawheed that he was beset with, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and likewise the clarification of the opposite of that, and that which is in confliction with that, and that which contradicts that from every aspect. And he was sent with destroying the idols. And he was sent in order to destroy the idols, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's been reported authentically that a man, he asked the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bima bu'ithta, what was you sent with? And the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, bu'ithtu bi sirati al-arham wa kasri al-asnam. Bu'ithtu bi sirati al-arham wa kasri al-asnam. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was sent to call the people to keep good ties and relationships of the relatives, and relationship with the relatives, and to destroy the idols. And to destroy the idols. So this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was upon. He was upon this way. Rather, this is what he was sent as a messenger with. He was sent as a prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with tawheed, and he was sent as a messenger to warn against shirk and to destroy the idols. وَالرُّجَزَ فَهْجُرْ وَالرُّجَزَ فَهْجُرْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nubbi'a biqra وَأُرْسِلَ بِالْمُدَثِّرِ He received prophethood and the obligation to call to al-tawheed with the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal Iqra. He received prophethood, Nubuwa. And as for with messengership, then what came along with that was كُمْ فَأَنذِرِ I need to warn the people from shirk and to stay away from it and to avoid and to leave off the idols and worshipping others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now the author, he's mentioned a very important point with regards to understanding these affairs. Again, the point is an introduction, paving the way to begin discussing the doubts and the misconceptions and misunderstandings that the people of falsehood, they have with regards to the issue of Tawheed al-Ibadah, with regards to the right of Allah Azza wa Jal to be worshipped alone with no partners. To be worshipped alone and with no partners in order to truly understand the Tawheed. Properly, one, he must understand the shirk. In order to understand the deen of the Rusul properly, one must understand the deen of those people they were sent to, what they were upon. And this is the methodology here that the author he's traversing upon. And it's very beneficial. And it's very beneficial. May Allah reward him the best reward. So the author, he says, أَرْسَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ أُنَاسٍ أَرْسَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ أُنَاسٍ يَتَعَبَّدُونَ وَيَحُجُّونَ وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ وَيَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا That Allah, He sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to people who were worshipping Allah. And they used to make the pilgrimage to the house of Allah and performing sacred rites. They were aware of these affairs. They used to worship Allah. They knew Allah Azza wa Jal and they would worship Him. And likewise, they knew something of the sacred rites of Al-Hajj and they would perform them. وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ And likewise, they would give charity. Likewise, they would give charity. وَيَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا And they used to remember, and they used to remember Allah often. And they used to remember Allah often. And now, the author, after clarifying this, he mentions the issue. And this is something that they were upon. And this is well known. The Quraysh, they are from the lineage of Nabi Allah Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So therefore they were aware of him and they were aware of his way and the remnants of his religion and his deen that remained, and from that is some of the rites of Al-Hajj. So they knew Allah Azza wa Jal and they used to worship Allah Azza wa Jal and they used to do some righteous deeds. Even some of them were known for being very kind and being very generous and being very courteous, especially to the guests, and they were known for Al-Karam and the Ikram al-Daif, and they were known for nobility and the likes, along with the other ills that they had as well. Some of them were better than others. Some of them were even known to be chaste and to lower their gaze and the likes like this. And all of this has been mentioned in the poetry of the times of al-Jahiliyyah. No doubt many of them were upon a foul way and upon fornication and the likes like this. But the point is to clarify that there were still amongst them actions of worship that they used to perform, and actions of goodness and the likes like this that were outwardly considered a righteous and a good action. And from that is what he's mentioning here. They used to worship Allah, they used to perform the rites of Hajj, they used to give in charity, they used to remember Allah and abundance. But they had one major issue. They had one major issue, and this is why the messenger was sent to them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَكِنَّهُمْ يَجْعَلُونَ بَعْضَ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ وَسَائِطَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ But they used to make some of the creation, they used to make and take, or they used to take some, they used to take some of the creation as mediators between them and between Allah. Except that they used to take some of the creation as mediators between them and between Allah Azza wa Jalla. يَقُولُونَ نُرِيدُ مِنْهُمَ تَقَرُّبَ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَنُرِيدُ شَفَاعَتَهُمْ عِنْدَهُ He says that those mushrikun, whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to, those who used to worship Allah, and they used to make hajj, and they used to give charity, and they used to remember Allah often, he says, except for the fact that they used to take mediators along with Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they would say, we want them to draw us near to Allah and we want them to intercede on our behalf. So this was their religion. They used to believe in Allah, but along with that they took intercessors and mediators in worship with Allah Azza wa Jalla, And the reason why they did that is because they believed that these intercessors and mediators would be able to draw them near to Allah. Will be able to draw them near to Allah. And will be able to intercede on behalf of them for Allah. And they would say about themselves that they're not worthy and that they have sins and that they are nothing compared to those righteous and the likes like this. And therefore, they would seek nearness by different ways of actions of worship to these idols, believing that this would please them. And then they would intercede on behalf of them with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, مثل الملائكة وعيسى ومريم وأناس غيرهم من الصالحين. The likes of the angels and Jesus and Maryam and other people besides them from the righteous. And other people besides them from the righteous. So this is the clarification of the deen of Quraysh. The way of Quraysh and Milla Abdul Muttalib. This is what they were upon. They believe in Allah. They knew Allah. Rather, they used to love Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned that in his book about him. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كُحُبِّ اللَّهِ. That from mankind there are individuals, they take others besides Allah. They take rivals with Allah Azza wa Jal, and they love them as they love Allah. It's come in the tafsir mentioning that this is the way of Quraysh, the way of the mushrikeen in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they knew Allah and they loved Allah. And they used to worship Allah, but likewise they had idols and they loved their idols as well. So therefore their love for Allah Azza wa Jal was mixed. It was mixed up with the love of the idols. And really, and in reality, many of them, they would love their idols even more. So the love that they had for Allah was not pure. The love that they had for Allah was not pure, whether it was mixed with associating these idols besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. And as for the believers, then they are more stern, they are more severe in their love for Allah. Meaning the believers, those who truly believe in Allah in the last day, then their love for Allah is pure and it's not mixed. As for the love of the pagans and the polytheists, then it's mixed with the love of their idols. Then it's mixed with the love of their idols. So this is something that is well known about their way. And to the extent that it's been mentioned about their talbiyah, they would have a talbiyah. Likewise, from what was remaining from the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And whenever they would make the hajj, they would also make the talbiyah. But they would add to that, and they would make additional wordings, including their creed and belief in their talbiyah. And it has been collected by Imam Muslim from the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that he said, كان المشركون يقولون لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك لا شريك لك. يعني whenever they're making hajj. And we know the talbiyah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. Meaning, I'm responding to you, O Allah, time after time. I'm responding to you, O Allah, time after time. No partners with you whatsoever. لا شريك لك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. This would be the talbiyah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the mushrikun in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كانوا يقولون لبيك لا شريك لك. فيقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ويلكم قد قد ويلكم قد قد. يعني they would say this portion here whenever they reach it, this portion here in the talbiyah, لبيك لا شريك لك. Like this, then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he would say to them ويلكم ويلكم قد قد. This is enough, this is enough, don't say anything else. And he stopped there and suffice with that, because he knows what they're going to say after that. And this was from their way. And they would continue and they would say, إِلَّا شَرِيكًا هُوَ لَكَ تَمْلِكُهُ وَمَا مَلَكَ. لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ إِلَّا شَرِيكًا هُوَ لَكَ تَمْلِكُهُ وَمَا مَلَكَ. That you have no partners with you except for a partner that you own, and you own what he owns. So they would mention this tarbiyah, and that they're responding to this call. They were aware of the call of Ibrahim. And in this aspect, alayhi salatu wasalam, yet their creed was corrupted. Yet their creed was corrupted from the call of Amr ibn Luhay, which we had discussed in our previous class, the first one to introduce paganism and polytheism and shirk into the creed of the Arab. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would hear them saying this, لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ. And then he would say, قَيْدْ قَيْدْ وَيْلَكُمْ قَيْدْ قَيْدْ يَكْفِي يَكْفِي. It's enough. It's enough, don't say anything else. But then they will continue, إِلَّا شَرِيكًا هُوَ لَكَ تَمْلِكُهُ وَمَا مَلَكَ. So this was their talbiyah. لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ إِلَّا شَرِيكًا هُوَ لَكَ تَمْلِكُهُ وَمَا مَلَكَ. That you have no partners with you whatsoever except for a partner that you own and you own what it owns. That you own and you own what it owns. So they would affirm partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Affirming partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was their intercessors that they would take with Allah azza wa jal, believing that they would bring them near to Allah. تَمْلِكُهُ وَمَا مَلِكُ. He's a partner. He's a partner. He has a share with you. But you own him and that which he owns. So then they also affirm that the true owner is Allah. They also affirm that the true owner is Allah. So they realize that Allah, he has authority and he has the command. And the ultimate decree is in the hand of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yet they would take intercessors trying to draw near to Allah by way of them. Draw near to Allah by way of them. So this is a very important point and a very great benefit from this narration here, which is clearly authentic in Sahih Muslim. And then Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he says, يَقُولُونَ هَذَا وَهُمْ يَطُوفُونَ بِالْبَيْتِ. That they're saying this whenever they're making tawaf around the house. Whenever they're making tawaf around the house. So this is what the author, he's mentioning here. The people that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was sent to, they used to believe in Allah. They used to believe in Allah and they used to worship Allah. And they used to perform rites for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the issue was is that they also, along with that, they had partners with Allah. And the reality of their partners, I mean, that they had along with Allah, and the associates that they shared with Allah in worship, with love and humbleness and humility, that they used to do actions of worship for, and they would slaughter for, and they would take oaths for, and they would give charity for, and the likes like this, they would take these partners as intercessors and mediators, believing that they would draw them near to Allah. Believing that they're not worthy and good enough to go straight to Allah. Believing that these mediators had a good and a strong relationship with Allah and they're beloved to Allah, and they'll be a means to draw them near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, Allah, he clarified this in his book as well in a number of verses. And what he's mentioning here, rahimahullah ta'ala. Allah, he says, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. So Allah, he mentioned clearly, يَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. They know this. لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ إِلَّا شَرِيكًا هُوَ لَكَ تَمْلِكُهُ وَمَا مَلَكَ الْمُلْكُ لِلَّهِ. They admitted to this. They confessed this. Al-mulk, the dominion, the authority, the command is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. The ability to bring benefit and harm directly is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Brother, whenever things got really scary and became very distressful, they would call on Allah alone and leave their idols because they know Al-mulku lillah. Wal-naf'u wal-dhar lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe that. They knew this. That the ability to benefit is in the hands of Allah. And that the one who has authority and command ultimately is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They only took these idols as intercessors and mediators with Allah azza wa jalla. This is very important to understand. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. They worship others besides Allah, those whom do not harm them, nor do they benefit them. And they say, and about that, their excuse, why they do that, they say, these are our intercessors with Allah. These are our intercessors with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, Allah azza wa jal, he mentioned about this issue specifically in his book, Inna anzalna ilayka al-kitaba bil-haq fa'abud illaha mukhlisan lahu al-deen ala lillahi al-deenul khalis wal-ladhina attakhadhu min dunihi awliya ma na'buduhum illa liyukarribuna ila Allahi zulfa ma na'buduhum illa liyukarribuna ila Allahi زلفا إن الله يحكم بينهم فيما هم فيه يختلفون إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned to his prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ. That indeed, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have revealed the book to you in truth. We have revealed the book to you in truth. فَعْبُدِ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ. So therefore, worship Allah alone and make the obedience, entirety, and purity for Him alone. Allah lillahi ad-deenul khalis. That indeed for Allah, that which is the right of Allah is the pure religion, is the pure deen, is the absolute obedience and submission and surrender. And Allah, He does not accept any action except that is performed for Him alone. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just has come in the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, the al-hadith al-Qudsi. أَنَا أَغْنَى شُرَكَاءَ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ فَمَنْ أَمِنَ أَمَلًا أَشْرَكَ فِيهِ مَعِي غَيْرِي تَرَكْتُهُ الشِّرْكِ. I'm the most free and in no need of any partners. And whoever does an action or a deed, and he associates a partner with me in that, then I will leave him and his partner. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَلَا لِلَّهِ أَدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ. The religion of purity. This is the one that Allah, He would accept. And this is the one He is pleased with. And as for the religion of shirk and paganism and polytheism and all of its aspects, and in all of its forms, then Allah, He does not accept that. Rather, He rejects that. And then He clarifies subhanahu wa ta'ala after this, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. And those who take awliya, and those who take lords and objects of worship besides Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do they say? What is their reason behind that? They say, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. That we do not worship them for any other reason. This is what he called uslub al-hasr. This is the clarifying the only reason, as if we do not worship them for any other reason. إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. Except that we want them to draw us near to Allah. We do not worship them for any other reason except in order for them to draw us near to Allah. زُلْفَى يعني قُرْبَى. زُلْفَى يعني قُرْبَى. لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ قُرْبَةً. That's the meaning. زُلْفَى. قُرْبَى. That we do not worship them for any other reason. Not because we believe that they are gods that create or sustain or provide, or that they give life or give death, or they send rain from the sky. They did not believe that. Rather, they believed that they would be mediators with them and intercessors with them, shufa'a, for them, that would draw them near to Allah. So they took them as shuraka, believing that they're shufa'a. اتخذوهم شركاء بالاتخاذ أنهم شفعاء. They took them as partners with Allah Azza wa Jal, and associates in worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, directing aspects of worship to these objects besides Allah Azza wa Jal, believing that they're mediators, believing that they will intercede, believing that they will draw them near to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah, He mentioned in His book, وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُنَا فُرَادَ كَمَا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَتَرَكْتُمْ مَا خَوَّلْنَاكُمْ وَرَأَى ظُهُورِكُمْ وَمَا نَرَى مَعَكُمْ شُفَعَاءَكُمْ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّهُمْ فِيكُمْ شُرَكَاءَ لَقَدْ تَقَطَّعَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَضَلَّ عَنْكُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions about them on the day of resurrection. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُنَا فُرَادَى كَمَا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. That indeed you have come to us today alone, in the same manner that we have created you. And the first time, the people, they will return to Allah, and they will be held accountable, and each one for his soul, each one for himself. And he'll be resurrected alone, with no one to help him, and no one to aid him, and no partners, and no friends, not even from his nearest and best of kin. Not even from his best friend, not just from his nearest kin, nor his best friend. No one will have anyone to aid them. وَتَرَكْتُمْ مَا خَوَّلْنَاكُمْ وَرَأَى ظُهُورِكُمْ. And you have left that which we have bestowed upon you behind your backs. And you have left. Now on the day of resurrection, and now Allah, He mentions to them, and now you have left what we have bestowed upon you. Meaning that which you had in your life before from goodness and from bounty and from favor, all of that good that you had and all that wealth and strength that you had, or honor and nobility that you had, that was something that we provided for you. And now you have left that behind your back, and now you're facing your reckoning alone. وَمَا نَرَى مَعَكُمْ شُفَاءَكُمْ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّهُمْ فِيكُمْ شُرَكَاءَ. And we do not see your intercessors along with you now, those who claimed that they were your partners. So this is the point here, that they took those shuraka, they took those partners as intercessors, believing that they would intercede. This is the deen of Quraysh. This is the millah of Abd al-Muttalib. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's striving earnestly to call his uncle Abu Talib to al-Islam, he would be told, are you going to leave the way of Abd al-Muttalib? And this is the way of Abd al-Muttalib. And Abu Talib, he refused except to die upon the way of Abd al-Muttalib. And whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to call them to leave off their idols, they were amazed. أَجَعَلَ آلِهَا إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ. Is he even trying to make all of the gods one god? Man, this is something amazing. This is something amazing. So they understood what it meant. They understood what it meant. In order to follow the deen of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had to leave off the deen of Abdul Muttalib. And the deen of Abdul Muttalib is to believe in Allah and to take intercessors along with Allah to draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, to emphasize this creed, whenever things became dangerous, whenever the situation becomes hot and they're in danger and afraid for their life, at this time they'll call on Allah alone and leave their idols. And likewise, this is clarified in the deen of Abd al-Muttalib. And we all know the story of al-Fil, the story of the Fil, Qissat al-Fil, wa Abraha, whenever he came to Mecca with a great elephant, and he came to destroy the Kaaba, and he took the camels of Abdul Muttalib. At this time, Abdul Muttalib, and likewise in the Kaaba in these days, there's much idols, and the way of Abdul Muttalib is to draw near to those idols and to worship those idols. But the reality of that is that, again, they were intercessors for them, and that's what they believed. As for in times of hardship and fear, then they called on Allah alone. And this is what happened whenever Abraha came. Whenever Abraha came to destroy the house, he spoke to Abdul Muttalib. And he threatened him about the fact that he's coming. And Abdul Muttalib, he only asked for his camels. He says, as for the camels, I'm the owner of the camels. And as for the house, فَلَهُ رَبٌّ يَحْمِيهِ فَلَهُ رَبٌّ يَحْمِيهِ. So the house, it has a Lord that's going to protect it. And then he called on Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he called on Allah Azza wa Jal. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent the birds and flocks, and he destroyed Abraha and his army and humiliated them, and the story is well known. The point is now, this is to clarify and to emphasize that this is the way of Quraysh, that they believe in Allah, and they believe that he's the creator and the sustainer and the provider, and they believe that he's the one who sends the rain from the sky, and they believe that he is the one who gives life and gives death, and that the command is in his hands, and that the authority is in his hands, and nothing happens yani in this creation in this manner like this. They believe in the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal. They believe in the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal, but they took mediators to intercede on behalf of them and to draw them near to Allah. This was the issue. This was their deen. This was their creed. And this is seen in these evidences that we have just mentioned. Another point, these intercessors that they took, he says that they said, we only want them to draw us near to Allah, to intercede on our behalf. And he mentioned examples like angels. Some of them, they would take angels. And others, they would take prophets. And others, the mother of a prophet, Isa, and from the righteous. And others from other righteous people likewise. And likewise, they worshiped jinn as well. They had a number of different objects that they believed in. And they would make idols in stone, from stones and the likes like this. But they did not believe that the stone was the stone itself, or the idol that is carved is not the object of worship directly. Rather, they believed that these are images representing the souls and the lives of these beings, either the pure souls of the angels or of the righteous and the likes like this. They would believe that they would be in these idols, or that these idols represented these affairs. Or likewise, those who worship the stars or the sun and the moon besides Allah Azza wa Jal, they believed that there were souls that had power and the likes like this, that they would try to draw near to those souls. So they were not worshiping stones, and they were ignorant and they were foolish. But it was more than that. They believed that these stones that they carved with their hands, or these images that they made with their hands, they represented the souls of righteous people or of righteous angels and the likes like this, or other righteous beings that they had believed in. So they had a number of different objects that they worshipped, and this is the reason why they worshipped them. So he says, Rahimahullah, فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مُحَمَّدًا يُجَدِّدُ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمْ دِينَ أَبِيهِمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَيُخْبِرُهُمْ أَنَّ هَذَا التَّقَرُّبَ وَالْاِتِقَادَ مَحْدُ حَقِّ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى لَا يَسْلُحُ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ لِغَيْرِهِ لَا لِمَلَكٍ مُخَرَّبٌ وَلَا نَبِيٍ مُرْسَلٌ فَضْلًا أَنْ غَيْرِهِمَا. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent to them, to these people, to Quraysh, and specifically into mankind in general, and to mankind in general, Muhammad. He sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, he sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to revive their religion for them, the religion of their forefathers, Ibrahim, and to inform them that this means of worship and drawing near This belief is purely the right of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it's not proper to direct any of that whatsoever to anyone besides Allah, not even the nearest of angels, nor a prophet who was sent with a messenger, much less from anyone who was under them or lesser than them in status. So then the author, he says, وَإِلَّا فَهَؤُلَاءِ الْمُشْرِكُونَ الَّذِينَ قَاتَلَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَشْهَدُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْخَالِقُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَنَّهُ لَا يَرُزُقُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَلَا يُحْيِي وَلَا يُمِيتُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَلَا يُدَبِّرُ أَمْرًا إِلَّا هُوَ وَأَنَّ جَمِيعَ السَّمَاوَاتِ السَّبْعِ وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ وَالْأَرَاضِينَ السَّبْعِ وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ كُلُّهُمْ عَبِيدُهُ وَتَحْتَ تَصَرُّفِهِ وَقَهْرِهِ. And he says, and in any case, those mushrikun, those pagans whom the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fought, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called them. He called them to Tawheed, and he warned them and forbade them from shirk. And then what happened? They did not agree with him. They did not accept his call. Rather, they fought him and he fought them. Rather, they fought him and he fought them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But those whom he fought, the point is now that they bear witness and they believe that Allah, He is the Creator alone with no partners. They believe this. This is their belief, that Allah, He's the Creator alone with no partners, and that no one gives provision except for Allah. The provider is Allah. Provision is from Allah. And that no one gives life and gives death except for Allah. No one creates and brings into life except for Allah. No one gives death except for Allah. This was their creed. This was their belief. And no one disposes of the affair of the heavens and the earth, sending the rain from the sky, causing the night and the day to come in alteration and the likes like this. They believe that it is only Allah who does this. This is their creed. That all of the seven heavens and that which is contained therein, and all of the seven earths and everything that is in them, all of them, they are His slaves. And either all of the heaven, the seven heavens and everything therein, and the seven earths and everything therein, they believe that all of these things, all of the creation are the slaves of Allah, are His slaves, and under His authority, and under His power, and under His power. This is important to understand. The creed of the mushrikun. Before that we reviewed the creed of the mursaleen. Now this is the issue of the creed of the mushrikeen. So in order to understand the true deen, we must know the deen and the creed of the mursaleen, of the prophets and messengers. And then likewise know the creed of the mushrikeen, the pagans and polytheists, those whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically, and likewise the previous prophets as well, they were sent to. What were they upon? What was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all of the messengers upon, from creed and belief, and from deen and religion? And what were those who opposed them from their peoples that they were sent to upon, from creed and belief, and from deen and religion? And this is what this is all clarifying here. As for the prophets and messengers, there was upon monotheism, upon the pure creed, that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that worshiping anything besides Allah in any manner is considered paganism and polytheism and not allowed, and that thing is not worthy of worship and is worship in falsehood. And as for the deen of the pagans and the polytheists from the time of Nuh alayhi salam until the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that they associate partners with Allah azza wa jal. But those partners, they do not believe that they're creating or providing or sustaining or giving life or giving death or disposing the affairs of the universe. Rather, they take them as mediators and intercessors, and they believe that they'll draw them near to Allah. So they direct some actions of worship to them for this reason, to bring them close to Allah. So now, after discussing this issue here, the author, he says, فَإِذَا عَرَدْتَ الدَّلِيلِ على أن هؤلاء المشركين الذين قاتلهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يشهدون بهذا فاقرأ عليه. So now, if you want the evidence, if you want the proof, and this is an indication that you should search for the proof, then what we're discussing now, there's proof and evidence for that. And there's proof and evidence for that. Don't take it what I'm saying directly. Rather, there's evidence for that. Evidence in the Quran and the Book of Allah and the statements of the Lord of the world, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and the revelation. Rather than in the final revelation. فَإِذَا رَأَتَ الدَّلِيلَ عَلَى أَنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ مُشْرِكِينَ الَّذِينَ قَاتَلَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَشْهَدُونَ بِهَذَا فَاقْرَأْ عَلَيْهِ. If you want the evidence, if you want the evidence that those pagans whom the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam fought them, they bear witness that about this affair, then read to him, then read to that person, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارُ وَمَا يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرُ فَسَيَكُولُونَ اللَّهُ. He says an ayat. So read to them the statement of Allah, the Most High. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a benefit here. Whenever the address in the Quran is to a singular, is to one, and there's the al-khitab, al-khitab or al-mukhatab, this is second person. So whenever the address is in second person, to one person, because a second person can be addressed to in the singular, it can come in the singular form, it can come in the dual form, it can come in the plural form. Whenever the second person comes in the singular form, the one being spoken to is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The one who's being spoken to is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anytime there is the second person singular, the one who that speech is directed to directly and specifically is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the general ruling and principle is that which is directed to him is directed to us. But this is a benefit to know. And whenever you're reading and pondering and studying the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. So from this here, قُلْ, say, and he say to them, O Muhammad. So this is what he's ordered to say to his people at that time specifically, and likewise to all mankind. Likewise to all mankind, say to them, say to your people, those whom you're calling, مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, who provides for you from the heavens and the earth? Say to them, ask them this affair. Who provides for you from the heavens and the earth? أَمَّا يَمْلِكُ السَّمَعَ وَالْأَبَصَارَ, who has the authority and command, who is in charge and has power over the hearing and the seeing, and the ability to hear and to see. Who provides that and sustains that? Who provides that and sustains that? وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتِ مِنَ الْحَيِّ, and who brings the living out of the dead and the dead out of the living? And who brings the living out of the dead and the dead out of the living? وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرُ, and who is disposing the affairs? And who is in charge of the affairs? And who is disposing all of the affairs of the heavens and the earth? فَسَيَقُولُونَ Allah. Allah, he mentions that they will say in response to each one of these questions, Allah. Who provides for you from the heavens and the earth? What will they say? Allah, he says that they will say Allah, because that's what they believe. Because that's what they believe. Allah is clarifying in this noble verse their belief and their creed. Their belief and their creed. And who is providing for your hearing and seeing? And who has authority and command over that? They will say Allah. And then who is the one who gives life and gives death? Who is the one bringing the life from the dead? Bringing the life from the dead. The seed will be dead and Allah will bring life from that. The seed will be dead and Allah will bring life from that. And likewise, the egg will be dead and Allah will bring life from that. And the fluid and the likes like this will be dead and Allah will bring life from that. And likewise, the dead from the living. The dead from the living, for example, the tree is alive and the seed comes from that. And also the chicken is alive and the egg comes from that. So Allah, he's bringing the dead from the living and the living from the dead. And in this manner, life continues by the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His decree and by His ultimate power. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has authority and command, the ability to do all things. The one who, whenever He's asked about this, whenever they're asked about this, what do they say? Allah. Allah. Who sends the rain from this? Allah. Who is providing for you in the earth? Allah. This is what they say. This is what they say. Al ayah. And then He says, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى قُلْ لِمَنِ الْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهَا. And His statement, the Most High, and say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِمَنِ الْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهَا, who does the earth belong to and everything inside it and everything therein? And tell the statement of Allah the Most High, فَأَنَّ تُسْحَرُونَ, and tell the statement of Allah the Most High, then how are they deceived and turned away and misled? وغير ذلك من الآيات العظيمة الدالتي على ذلك. And other than that, from the great verses that indicate this. So this is from those verses that indicate clearly that which they believe. So there are verses in the Book of Allah that are like this. Clearly, they indicate exactly what they believe. Believing in any of this belief here, believing in Allah Azza wa Jalla. Clearly indicating that they believe in the Lordship of Allah Azza wa Jalla, believing that Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth, that He's the provider and the sustainer. This is from them. But also there are a number of other verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتُهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرُ لَيَكُولُنَّ اللَّهِ فَأَنَّا يُفَكُونَ لَيَكُولُنَّ indeed they will say, Allah. And if you ask them, again, لَإِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ سَأَلْتَ, if you ask them, O Muhammad, and this is again the same point, and if you ask them, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who created the heavens and the earth, and who subjected the sun and the moon, لَيَقُولُنَّ Allah, indeed, they are surely going to say, Allah. So how are they turned away? So how are they turned away? This is what Allah, He mentioned in His book. Meaning they believe this. They believe that Allah, He's the creator of the heavens and the earth, that He has authority and command, that the dominion is in His hand, and that no one can benefit or harm except with His permission. So then why do they turn away from Him and devote actions of worship to other than Him? Why do they do that? فَأَنَّ يُفَكُونَ Why do they do that? We know the answer now. Why do they do that? Huh? Because they believe that they're mediators for them. They believe that they're intercessors for them. They believe that they will draw them near to Allah. They believe that they will draw them near to Allah. This is their reasoning. This is their creed. Allah, He says, وَلَيْن سَأَلْتُهُمْ مَنْ نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا لَيَكُولُنَّ Allah. Then Allah, He says, and if you ask them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who sends the rain from the sky and causes the earth to come to life after it's been barren and dead? Then indeed they will say Allah. Then indeed they will say Allah. So here they are confessing. Allah is mentioning that if you ask them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who sends the rain from the sky and causes the earth to come back to life after have died, then they will say, and but the way that the word لَيَكُلُّنَّ, the lam and the noon here is to make emphasis. Then indeed, surely, they are going to say Allah. They're going to say Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned it in another verse. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتُهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ Allah. And then if you ask them, this is being repeated over throughout the Quran in a number of verses. In a number of verses, this portion here. And if you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, then indeed, they are going to say Allah. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Rather than the most of them, the majority of them, they do not know. The majority of them, they do not know. They do not know. And likewise Allah, He says, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتُهُمْ مِنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ قُلْ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ أَرَادَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ هَلْ هُنَا كَاشِفَاتُ ضُرِّي أو أرادني برحمة هل هنا ممسكات رحمتي قل حسبي الله عليه يتوكل المتوكلون Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and if you asked Him, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who created the heavens and the earth, then they will say, indeed Allah. Say to them, do you not see that those whom you call on besides Allah? If Allah, He wants to harm me, if Allah intended to harm me, are they able to repel the harm? Or if Allah, He wants to show me mercy, will they be able to refrain His mercy? Say to this, and who created the heavens and the earth? They will say, Allah. And then say to them, likewise, if Allah, the one who created the heavens and the earth, intends to harm me, intends for me harm, will those others whom you called on besides Allah be able to repel that harm? Be able to remove that harm? Be able to lighten that harm? Of course not. They know this. They believe this. And or if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created the heavens and the earth, He wants to show me mercy and kindness and help me and aid me, will they be able to prohibit that or prevent that? Indeed, they will not be able to do that. They say, قُلْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حَسْبِي Allah. Allah will suffice me. Allah will suffice me. عَلَيْهِ يَتَوَكَّلُ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ It is upon Allah whom those who put their faith, they trust. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions likewise, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتُهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ خَلَقَهُنَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ And if you ask them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who created the heavens and the earth, then indeed they will say that the Almighty and the All-Knowing has created them. And Allah, He says, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتُهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ هُمْ And if you ask them, who created them? لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ فَأَنَّ يُؤْفَكُونَ And if you ask them, who created them, any themselves, they will say Allah. So they believe and they confess in these verses that Allah created the heavens and the earth a number of times. They confessed in a number of different verses and different chapters in the Quran that Allah, He's the one who created the heavens and the earth. And likewise, that Allah, He's the one who sends the rain from the sky. And that likewise, Allah, He's the one who created them themselves. And likewise, that if Allah, He wants to harm them or to benefit them, there's no one who can prohibit Him, and His command and His decree is supreme and superior. Supreme and superior. So this was their creed. They believe in Allah. They believe in the lordship of Allah. Yet at the same time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fought them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fought them, meaning that they were still his enemies and they did not accept Islam and their blood was not safe and neither was their honor and reputation. And their wealth and their property likewise was not sacred because they did not single out Allah alone in worship. This portion here was not sufficient. To believe that Allah is the creator and the sustainer and the provider of the heavens and the earth, this is something that mankind agrees upon. The righteous and the wicked, the believers and the non-believers, the Christians, they believe the same thing, and the Jews, they believe the same thing. And even these pagans and polytheists, they believe the same thing. And even those who claim that they disbelieve in a creator in their soul, ingrained in their heart, they know that there's a creator. They know that there's a creator. And that's why whenever things happen to them, they look up. They look up. They look up. They know there's a creator in the heavens. They know there's a creator. And when something happens to them and they become in stress, their heart goes to the heavens, directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, yani, this is something that is ingrained in the human being that the people know. That the people know that the creator of the heavens and the earth, he is the one who has authority and that he is the one who is powerful and strong. And likewise, they know as well that he is above his creation, above the heavens in a manner befitting his majesty. So likewise, Allah, he mentions about the people, about mankind in general, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ, that the majority of mankind, they do not believe in Allah except that they associate partners with him. Meaning they believe in the rububiyyah of Allah. They believe in the lordship of Allah. This is the belief of the majority of mankind. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُوا أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ, the majority of mankind, they do not believe in Allah except that they associate partners with him. Meaning they believe in Allah, believing in his lordship, believing that he's the creator and the provider and the sustainer and the disposer of the affairs and that the dominion is in his hand, but they associate partners with him in worship. This is the way of the majority of mankind. Likewise, again, to emphasize and to clarify that the pagans of Quraysh, the polytheists and the mushrikun at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they know Allah, is the fact that whenever distress comes and hardship would befall them and they would find themselves in a dangerous situation, they would leave their idols. They would leave their idols and they would call on Allah alone. Just as we have seen with the story of the elephant. With the story of the elephant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions this in his book likewise. But why? Why in good times, the pagans of Quraysh and the Arab of the Jahiliyyah, they used to call on their idols besides Allah. But in bad times, in hard times, in difficulty, in distress, they leave their idols and their hearts go to Allah alone. Why? They believe in the rububiyyah, right? That's right. But they're associating partners with Allah Azza wa Jalla, taking intercessors to draw them near to Allah Azza wa Jalla. But whenever distress comes and danger comes, وَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, whenever they ride in the boat, وَإِذَا غَشِئَهُمْ الْمَوْجُ كَالْظُلَلِ دَعَوُا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, whenever the waves covering them, they're riding in the ocean and the waves covering them, about to throw them into the ocean and the likes like this, whenever it becomes very dangerous and they are afraid for their life at this time, they leave their idols and their hearts are directed to Allah alone. Why? Because they know in their heart only Allah can help them. They know at this time that now it's real, now it's serious. No time, we have no time for idols. Not only Allah can save us. Whenever the boat is going up and down in the ocean and the waves are about to capsize them and things are becoming very dangerous and about to go overboard and likes like this, and it's clear that the command is for Allah Azza wa Jalla, at this time they do not turn their heart to any idol or to anything besides Allah. Rather, da'aw Allah mukhlisin Allahu din. Rather, they call on Allah alone, making their faith, making their hope, making their love, making their repentance, making their all of that for Allah alone. They called on Allah, supplicated to him alone, purely calling on Allah alone, sincerely, because they believe that only Allah can help them. They believe that to aid and to help and to remove this distress is in the hands of Allah alone. They believe that. This is their creed. But whenever they're not in distress and they're in times of ease, then what will they do? They will, فَإِذَا نَجَّاهُمْ مِنَ الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ, and whenever Allah saves them and put them back on land, then they start to associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jalla. How did they not know that they will not go back in the ocean? And maybe they'll have to go back another time to write again, maybe. And then it won't happen again. Yeah? Or maybe the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause the earth to shake. And they feel safe in the land, but not in the, they feel safe in the land, but not in the ocean. But Allah, He can destroy them likewise in the land. The owner, the one who has authority in the ocean, is the one who has authority in the land. This is from their foul creed. The point is to understand and to know without doubt that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sent to people who believe in Allah. He was sent to people who believe in Allah, and they used to worship Allah, and they used to love Allah. But along with that, they associated partners with Allah. They had partners that they worshipped with Allah. They directed dua, supplication. They used to make seek relief and the likes like this, and these others besides Allah Azza wa Jal. They used to slaughter for them and worship them besides Allah Azza wa Jal. But the reason for them doing that is that they took them as intercessors, and they took them as mediators, and they believed that they'll draw them near to Allah. We understand this point. So this is the clarification of the deen of the prophets and messengers, alayhim salatu wasalam, and the deen of the best and the final of the messengers, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. All of the messengers that came with one message, the same message, to surrender and to submit to Allah and to worship Him alone, and to leave off associating partners from every aspect. أن يعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت أن يعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت. And likewise, the clarification of the deen of the mushrikeen. This is very, very important. So after this, now a person should be able to see clearly those who are upon the ways, the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in singling him and singling Allah out alone for all actions of worship, and likewise to see those who are upon the ways of the pagans. Upon the ways of the pagans. So from the wisdom behind this introduction, first and foremost is to make the Tawheed firm in the hearts of the people of the Tawheed, so the person, he will not have any doubts about that. And likewise to clarify any for those who have doubts, any, this is the foundation and fundamentals. This is the creed of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the creed of those whom he was sent to. He was sent to, because the reality is that today that same shirk remains. The shirk of Quraysh remains. The shirk of Quraysh remains today. Even there are peoples today who prayed Fajr, and they have the creed of Quraysh. Rather, we will find that Quraysh and Abu Jahl, they had more knowledge of Allah than these people do. They had more knowledge. Their deen was closer than their deen. And many of them today, maybe they pray, or maybe they make Hajj like they used to make Hajj. Maybe they give charity like they used to make charity. And the likes like this, but they call on their idols besides Allah Azza wa Jal. They call on their awliya besides Allah Azza wa Jal, in good times and in bad times. They call on Jailani, and they call on Bedouin when the good times and the bad times. Rather, you'll find them whenever the bad times come, they become even more dedicated to calling on them and afraid of them and hoping for them. Waliyadu billah. So they're even more severe in their misguidance and their disbelief than those of Quraysh, waliyadu billah. And the point is to teach and to educate and to call the people back to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to warn them, to warn the ummah, to warn the believers, and to warn those who are affected by this. So some people think, oh, he just wants to make takfir of the ummah. La, it's not just to make takfir of the ummah. Those people who worship the way of Abu Jahl, then they have the creed and the deen of Abu Jahl, and they have the ruling of Abu Jahl. They have the ruling of Abu Jahl. So the one who used to take others as mediators, intercessors in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did he accept that from them? Did he make a difference between the one who worshipped Jesus and the one who worshipped Mary and the one who worshipped Lat, the righteous man, and the one who worshipped this one and that one? He didn't differentiate. All of them, they had the same ruling. So likewise today, the one who worships Badawi and the one who worships Jailani and the one who worships this one, and takes them as intercessors. And if you ask them the same thing, why are you doing that? Why are you slaughtering for him? Why are you making tawaf around their grave? Why are you calling on Hassan Hussein? Why are you calling on Ali? Why are you calling on these people? What do they say? What did they say? They say that, oh, we're masakeen, they're righteous, they got status with Allah, they're going to bring us close to Allah. They're going to intercede on behalf of us in front of Allah. They say the same thing, they do the same thing. So they're in a bad state, they're in disbelief, but they believe that they're in al-Islam. So therefore, these people, they need to be woken up, they need to be taught, they need to be educated, they need to be called, it needs to be clarified.
so that they can accept that and see that and realize that and leave that. And leave that. And if they refuse, then this is what they have chosen for themselves. So it's not about to declare the people disbelievers, but to clarify disbelief so that people can leave it. And then those who choose disbelief upon knowledge and insight, then they have chosen their path. And they have taken their way. لِيَحْيَ مَنْ حَيَّ أَنْ بَيِّنَ وَلِيَحْلِكَ مَنْ حَلَكَ أَنْ بَيِّنَ وَيَحْيَ مَنْ حَيَّ أَنْ بَيِّنَ. So that the people can be upon clarity, upon insight. So this is from the wisdom behind the likes of these treaties, to be able to see the truth and to follow it. And if a person, he sees that he was in opposition to that, or he had a deficiency in his creed, then he'll purify that, he will leave that, he will change that, he will rectify that, and he will say, Jazakallahu khairan. And he for clarifying these evils and these misconceptions and the lyings. So inshallah, we continue in our class next week, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, with the next portion that the author, he has mentioned. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.